Blackstone Audio presents Blonde Hair, Blue Eyes by Karen Slaughter. This book is read by Kathleen Early. Monday, March 4th, 1991. 7:26 a.m., North Lumpkin Street, Athens, Georgia. The morning mist laced through the downtown streets, spiderwebbing tiny, intricate patterns onto the sleeping bags lining the sidewalk outside the Georgia Theater. The doors wouldn't open for at least another 12 hours, but the Phish devotees were determined to have front-row seats. Two heavy-set young men filled plastic lawn chairs by the chained front door. At their feet were beer cans, cigarette butts, and an empty sandwich bag that had likely contained a large amount of weed. Their eyes followed Julia Carroll as she walked down the street. She could feel their collective gaze clinging to her body as closely as the mist. She kept her head trained forward, her back straight, but then she wondered if she looked cold, haughty. And then she wondered with some annoyance why it mattered how she looked to these boys who were complete strangers. She never used to be this paranoid. Athens was a college town, anchored by the University of Georgia, which took up almost 800 acres of prime real estate and employed in some capacity over half of the county. Julia had grown up here. She was a student in the journalism program, a reporter for the campus newspaper. Her father was a professor at the College of Veterinary Sciences.